This is another in our series, Meet the Celebrity. Every day I bring a famous celebrity onto the streets of our city and introduce him to a passerby. Today I've stopped a young man. Your name, please?
William Clyde Fisher.
William, I would like you to meet Rodney Rodent.
Glad to meet you, William.
William?
The pestilential creatures which you find dwelling in your cellar and areas like that were named after him. Were you aware of this?
No, sir.
Do you ever have any difficulty yourself in, if I could ask you this, in looking at a mouse or a rat and regarding it with the same degree of warmth you might regard a cat or a dog?
In other words, usually don't. Well, I'd pet a cat or a dog, but I wouldn't a rat or a mouse. I never met no one yet that liked to look at cockroaches running around.
This is a little out of my line. A cockroach is not a rodent.
That's true.
And have you ever looked at a rat or a mouse and had a feeling of love or warmth toward it?
No, sir. No, sir. No, a couple people got those white rats as pets, but I wouldn't have one.
Would you be willing to cooperate with me and take rodents into your home?
No, sir. No, sir.
Why is that, William?
I don't want no rats around my home.
I would start off with 14 rodents. I would bring a mixed quantity in. I'd bring 10 mice and 4 rats.
Well, how many rooms do you have?
4. That's not agreeable. I'd take birds in there or a cat, but no mice or rodents. My landlady probably haven't exterminated.
Why?
She doesn't like them either.
If your landlady asked you where you got the rodents, what would you say?
Probably say I got them from Mr. Rodent. He wants me to try them out for a demonstration. I'm usually away about 12 hours a day while I'm working. Like right now, I'm just on a split till I go back to work. And so what would the rats be doing? The rodents, they'd be running around, right?
Sure, they'd have the freedom of your house. And that's the way it should be.
She was to walk in there, clean the house up a bit, well then she'd see rats and she'd panic.
Would you agree then to our delivering a packet of rodents just as a start to your home?
No, sir.
Sure, they'd be swarming in and out of your sheets. You'd be dozing off trying to get to sleep. One of them would be creeping over your neck. But you'd find it when you woke up in the morning that you felt love for the fellas.
Why don't you just put them out in fields and let them run?
Because they want to be loved by people, just like other little animals do. And that's why I, Mr. Rodent, am traveling around the country.
I think if he finds the right person to keep them, great. But he ain't going to put them in my house. So I might wake up in the morning and might donate the sheets off the bed.